A preschool teacher wounded in a police shooting in downtown Denver last summer has filed a civil lawsuit against one of the officers present that night. Angelica Ray was among six bystanders shot by police in Denver's Lodo district as clubs and bars let out in the early hours of July 17th. Police say they were responding to what they thought was a gunman, but evidence thus far indicates Denver police officers were the only ones who fired weapons at the scene near 20th and Larimer Streets. The teacher, Angelica Ray, told 9 News she had been out that night to celebrate a recent promotion and that the gunshot wound she sustained caused a 3-day hospitalization and months of missed work. The officer named in her civil suit, Brandon Ramos, is already facing 14 criminal charges related to the shooting incident. A Colorado woman accused of shooting her child's father and ex-boyfriend was found guilty of first-degree murder by a Boulder County jury yesterday. The jury received the case on Monday and deliberated for 8 hours before reaching the guilty verdict. In October of 2021, Devin Shaner and co-defendant Andrew Ritchie, her then-boyfriend, were accused of plotting to kill Jason Schaefer while he was working for his job for the U.S. Postal Service. Shriner shot and killed Schaefer next to his postal delivery van in southwest Longmont. Her charge means she will likely spend the rest of her life in prison. In April, her co-defendant will go to trial, facing charges of first-degree murder. The wide field of Denver's mayoral race means no one candidate has a majority of votes, but two candidates do clearly have a lead when it comes to fundraising. KGNU's Jake Crowley reports.
Denver mayoral candidates Kelly Brough and Mike Johnson are leading in total contributions for campaign fundraising of over $5.3 million across 17 mayoral candidates. According to the Denverite, Kelly Brough, the former Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce CEO, is the first mayoral candidate in the race to receive $1 million in contributions. The Colorado Sun reports 5 of the 17 candidates have raised 73% of the total contributions. The remainder comes from Denver's Fair Election Fund program. In 2018, Denver voters approved of the creation of the Fair Election Fund program to publicly finance campaigns and promote fairness and equity in municipal elections. According to the City of Denver, the program is financed by individual donors and was created to reduce the influence of large donors on election campaigns. Ballots will go out to Denver voters as soon as next week. Election Day is April 4th. For KGNU, I'm Jake Crowley.
Garfield County commissioners are once again expressing their disapproval of the effort to reintroduce wolves to Colorado. Aspen Public Radio's Caroline Yanas reports they've written a letter to the State Wildfire Commission detailing policies they think would be best in the wolf management process.
Commissioners want to put the 10J rule in place prior to the introduction of wolves to Colorado. That's a federal rule that allows reintroduced, quote, experimental populations of endangered species to be treated as if they were only threatened. It would allow people to kill wolves that attack livestock. The board also supported compensating livestock producers not just for cattle depredation, but for other livestock like sheep, alpacas, and goats. Commissioner Mike Sampson also supported producers being able to apply for itemized losses other than just the death of an animal.
The killing of an animal. It's not just that animal. It's the future of that animal and the future to reproduce and all of those things that go along with that.
Also in the letter to the state, commissioners suggested that there be a wolf hunting season once the population number exceeds 1,500. Caroline Yanez, Aspen Public Radio News.
The final wolf management plan will be approved by the Colorado Wildlife Commission in Glenwood Springs in early May. A Colorado coalition pursues tax code changes to fund childcare, nursing, and education. KGNU's Rachel Lederman has the story.
A group of nonprofits are joining forces to reform Colorado's state tax code. Growing Our Future Coalition wants to use taxpayer dollars to fund K-12 education, nursing, support for people with disabilities, and hospice care. The coalition is targeting Colorado's current flat income tax. They say a progressive income tax would fund necessary services. Melissa Mayers, director of early childhood initiatives at the Colorado Children's Campaign, told Chalkbeat that they hope to form a vision for a much, much broader coalition than has ever tried before on tax reform measures. Leaders say they're still deciding what tax code changes they'll propose, but they hope to bring forth a statewide ballot initiative in 2024 or 2026. This is Rachel Lederman reporting for KGNU.
Congressman Joe Neguse introduced a bill yesterday to expand healthcare access to individuals whose Medicaid coverage is set to expire at the end of the pandemic-related public health declaration in May. The so-called Save Children's Coverage Act is the second in a string of bills introduced by the congressman, who represents Colorado's 2nd District. According to the Longmont Leader, Congressman Neguse has introduced 13 bills that became laws in the past 2 years, more than any other representative in the current congressional session, and passed more bills with bipartisan support. A Littleton seller on eBay listed an original bronze wall sconce from the Colorado State Capitol building for sale just under $8,000. The legislature's Capitol Building Advisory Committee wants the sconce back. A nonpartisan staffer for the committee, Jeanette Chapman, said last week in a hearing the 125-year-old fixture is, quote, clearly state property. The Longmont Leader said the committee's ideas for the fixture's retrieval include repurchasing the sconce, sending Colorado State Patrol to seize the item, or asking the seller to donate the relic as a hefty tax write-off. The panel has yet to determine if the procurement of the sconce was legal. The listing on eBay prompted open committee debate regarding the pursuit of legislation to ease the process of historic item reclamation. For today's weather, expect a cloudy day in Boulder, Denver, and Longmont with temperatures in the high 30s. Bundle up this evening, there's a slight chance of snow before 8 p.m., followed by patchy snow and freezing rain until midnight, with lows near 25 degrees. Little to no snow accumulation is expected. For KGNU, I'm Alyssa Palazzo.